What'd you make out of cornmeal?
Well, cornbread.
Yeah, okay.
Cornbread.
And when you cooked it in a, what would you cook it in on the top of the stove? Big.
Well, it had an iron, had a big old black skillet.
Yeah.
But we used to also have what they call hoe cakes, which is
What's that?
Well, it'd be sort of like I expect what a Johnny cake was doing. During the Civil War, they talk about Johnny cakes.
Yeah.
Well, a Johnny cake was probably made out of corn. A hoe cake is made out of wheat flour, just like a great big old biscuit. It'd be, you could have a hoe cake that big around. And the Negroes, I still see them with hoe cake. Mm-hmm. I still see them with cakes this big around, and they put syrup and butter on it and some bacon drippings or something like that. And eat it for breakfast. Big old man, it's 6-8 inches in diameter. The white flour biscuit is what it is.
Okay, other things you made out of cornmeal? You know how you eat it with fish?
Well, the hush puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we still have those, of course, but they were, you made them from scratch. You didn't buy them.
Any difference between the food now and then, how it would taste? They put fat in them.
We need more salt meat, I would think, more salt meat in the cooking than you have now, probably. Of course, you have so many quick frozen things now that have more of an artificial taste. This had more of a natural taste, I guess you would describe it. It was cooked longer. It was fresh shelled peas or fresh greens or fresh carrots out. You didn't buy canned carrots and you didn't buy canned corn. It was fresh corn and it was more along this line.
What kind of vegetables you have your own?
We had a garden out here on the place that whoever was the manager of the garden sort of make sure we had one.
He brought here.
Well, the people, he used it and we used it too. We'd get part of it and he'd of course have it for himself. But he just always planted a big garden so we could get what we wanted. And of course, he benefited also from being here on the job. He got all he wanted. But we'd come down in the afternoon, the whole family would come down. We'd pick snap beans, field peas, and corn, and tomatoes, and squash, and things like this. Real fresh vegetables. English peas in the early springtime.
What'd you make gumbo out of?
Okra. Well, we might have had okra, but I never have liked okra.
Yeah.
So I can't get real enthusiastic about okra, except I do like gumbo. It's mighty good.
Yeah.
Like I said before, we got fresh milk off the farm. We never did, I don't remember killing any cattle until I got down here. I don't remember killing any hogs. While we were still living in town.
What were some of the things that they would take from the hogs and what would they make out of it?
Well, you'd have, of course, your hams, and you'd have your regular ham, then you'd have your, what they call a picnic ham out of the store, but it's a ham off of the forequarters instead of a hind quarter. And you'd get your ribs, and I think you'd get a lot of, of course, there are always the chitlins, which are the intestines cleaned all out, and I'm not I've had chitlins one time in my life, and I wouldn't walk across the street to get them the second time.